For more than a century, the Paris Auto Show has been the place for car enthusiasts and manufacturers. Cars like General Motors' Firebird, Renault's Frégate, Jaguars, and of course Mercedes-Benz showcase cutting-edge technology for the times.
There was a type of Silicon Valley in West Paris. There were a lot of manufacturers competing in innovation to offer Parisians a fashionable, very expensive object, which will gradually become a lifestyle and would enter the daily lives of individuals, thanks to the auto show.
The first Paris Auto Show in 1898 drew about 140,000 visitors. By 1954, that number hit 1 million. Manufacturers from around the world took notice and showcased their car's special features, from trunk space to the torpedo-like grille of the Oldsmobile Golden Rocket. But in response to soaring oil prices in the 1970s, car companies adapted output to boost a slumping automobile industry.
What we see in particular, for example, in this first decade of the automobile industry crisis, brought about by high oil prices, was the reduction in size of the vehicles. It was a way to urbanize the vehicle. From this point on, the car becomes integrated in the city.
International car shows had long been criticized for their objectification of women. Over time, the auto industry began targeting women as consumers and not just as hood ornaments.
Women are drivers. The role of women is not just to put cars in the spotlight.
In recent years, the Paris Auto Show has drawn 1.4 million visitors. This year's show runs from October 4th to the 14th. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.